Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Everybody, that's right. It is Thursday night. It is that time again for the FWWC tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And we are here brought to you by the Wrestle Talk Podcast, as well as other sponsors that will be covered here shortly, I'm sure. But let's go ahead and start getting some hosts in here, because I know you didn't tune in to listen to me. Oh, no, no, no. So let's go ahead and get them in here. So let's start off with the one, the only, Miss Susie Ha.
We are awesome, awful glad you guys are here. And I really hope that those phone lines start to get lit up, because we really want to talk to some of y'all tonight. In case you have missed it, it's 657-383-1521. So let's light up those phone lines so we got some things to talk about. Yes, indeedy. Now, Barry, while you're here, let's just get right into it. You know, in the past week or two, there's been some back and forth between you and a certain superstar, and Lord knows this superstar's head is so big you can't even get it through the door half the time in the locker room. But maybe you could tell some of us what is going on with you and Mr. Justice.
So, honestly, I was minding my business. Like, I was literally minding my business, and then I get the call like, hey, why is Luke Justice running his mouth about you again? Like, come on. Like, I'm a retiree, right? You know, I'm probably second ballot, you know, second class Hall of Famer. He likes to run his mouth. But if you look at the actual show from Raw, that's all he did. He lost his match to Oney, but he's still the champ. Great. But all he wants to do is run his mouth. Like, people talk about theories in his mouth, but that's great. But, you know, Luke Justice, you know, he wants everybody to look at him. Look at me. Please, look at me. I'm this. You're not that great, sir. You're just hot right now. Like, the thing about the FWWC, you have to not only get hot, but stay hot. And then if you take a time to cool off, get right back hot again. That's what the greats do. You know, that's what the Nightmare Joneses or the Marcus Mayhem or the returning Saviors of Funk do. Just a couple of superstars that I can name just off the top of my head. Like, hey, you know, you're hot right now. But for how long?
Well, I got to tell you, Theory, you know, I have my own little issue with Mr. Justice. And, of course, tomorrow night I face Battle Cat. And contrary to Mr. Battle Cat's beliefs, I'm not looking through him. He thinks that I am. He thinks that I'm not going to acknowledge him. But Battle Cat puts pacifier back in your mouth and quit your whining. I do know you're there, and I do know that he's a veteran here in the FWWC. He's a very good person. He's a great wrestler, and he's definitely not somebody to be slept on, because believe me, when you think you've got Battle Cat down and out, Battle Cat will come back and surprise you. So I'm not looking past him. But unfortunately for Battle Cat, I have a goal in mind. You see, I have never held a title just once. Every time I have held a title here, I've held it at least two, except for the hardcore title, which I've held three times. But I want my second shot at that part. Now, the first time I held it, I didn't cash it in. I defended it a couple of times. And then I was thinking about cashing it in when Luke Justice won the title. Because of a closeness that was growing between us, I decided not to cash it in. And then I lost the title. Now, because, well, you know, Mr. Justice has decided that he loves himself and he married himself, which, unless I'm wrong about this, when a man marries a man, isn't that being gay? I don't know, but anyway.
Now, Susie, can't go there, okay? And remember, and we have very nice sponsors, and, I know some of our views and opinions do not reflect the views and opinions of our sponsors. So we're just going to let him love himself. Just say that he loves himself. Everybody give a good round of applause for Luke Justice loving himself. Good job, Luke Justice. We all know that you love yourself. And the WrestleTalk podcast understands that you love yourself. And we support you in that endeavor, okay?
Oh, I'm definitely supporting. You know, it's very accepted these days. Love yourself, and, hey, you're the only one that can love you like you want to be loved. He is his own biggest fan. But
real quick,
having said that,
real quick, Susan, before we go any further with the rest of the talk podcast, let's send prayers to the world as a whole, as we know what is going on in another country right now could affect us. As a combat veteran, you know, I want to send prayers out to, you know, everyone and their families. This is a really tough time. Human life is important. So we are mankind. We are humankind. So love one another, and let's get back into the podcast.
Yeah, well, and you know what, though, while we've got that going, our co-host, you know, Mr. Voorhees, he lost his grandmother this week, and I do want to let him know that, you know, we're behind you. We've got you, man, and Godspeed to your grandmother, and may God keep your family in his will and, you know, keep his arms around and comfort you in this hard time. So, you know, and I kudos to him for even trying to get here tonight. So, you know, just want to say to you, Mike, we love you, and we're with you, man.
Prayer for you, Mike.
Now, do we have Voorhees with us, or do
yes,
we have that
I
other
do.
Guy with us?
No, it's the one and only Voorhees, and I want to say I do appreciate you praying for me and everybody in the FWWC organization, you know, due to the loss of, you know, somebody that was near and dear, and that was basically my heart. 22 was the day of, you know, my grandmother's departure. And, you know, like I said, I thank everyone for their prayers, their love, and their support due to this hard time. And basically what's going to happen is I'm going to live and forever live in her memory. And what accomplishments and lifetime achievements that I'll accomplish here from now on is going to be in memory of her. So your warrior's heart champion is going to strive.
Well, it's good to have you. It really is. And it's awesome to have Theory with us tonight. You know, folks, we have a real good show tonight, and I believe that I know we've got at least one, or is it two people on hold? I can't tell. So let's go ahead and real quick, you know, we were just talking about justice, and as Theory mentioned, this week, Tony, He you know, racked up a win against Luke Justice, the man who claims he's unbeatable. So let's bring Mr. Oni on, because I understand he's on the phone. And let's bring him in and see what he's got to say.
Hello, everyone.
Brother Oni.
Hello,
Oni. You know, Oni, Mr. Justice likes to say that he's unstoppable, he's unbeatable, but you beat him. How do you feel, man? How does that feel to know that, you know, people maybe don't look at you as one of the top-tier talents, and yet you beat a top-tier talent? How does that feel, man?
I feel amped up, you know. I had a lot of fun. back in the backyard days, I was a universal hardcore champion. And so I've had titles, but the whole concept is, you know, haven't won one here yet, but this individual is going like, well, Oni's not going to do anything and whatnot. Well, he got to see all four turnbuckles head first, you know, but then Fallen wanted to give him mercy by slapping me in the face. I cannot believe he did that. But
yeah, but
he did it,
her doing that gave you the win. I mean, it disqualified him. So, I mean, obviously she was helping you out.
Well, thing is, everyone thinks Fallen is my wife. I don't know why. We're tag team partners. I guess it's like a marriage thing, but, you know, in the end, me and Fallen were not husband and wife, you know? And so she thought, since I didn't clear the situation, I deserved to be slapped. But in the end, she wanted to at least teach me a lesson after I beat the crap out of Luke Justice, which I appreciate she held on to that. You know, I enjoyed him meeting the turnbuckles all around the corners, you know. It was kind of fun, you know.
Definitely. You know, I myself have had a few matches, as you all know, with Fallen. And Fallen is a very fierce competitor. And, you know, I don't know what your relationship is outside of your tag team, but I would just say to you, sir, to always stay on her good side, because when she's ready to rumble, boy, she can rumble.
Oh, yes. That's why I chose her as a tag team partner. It was the whole concept that she can go to the limit with me, you know?
Definitely. So, Theory, do you have anything you want to say about this match and, you know, anything you'd like to ask Oni?
So, Oni, this is our first time actually meeting. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Oni. So, since you've beaten Luke Justice, a win is a win is a win is a win. You do know that you should be in line and for a title shot. Like, I mean, when you beat the champion, you get a title shot. A win is a win. And for me, I feel like since you beat him once, you can beat him again.
Exactly.
But when you do beat
you know.
Him again, beat him for the title. So
I do agree.
Like, I watched the match. I thought it was cool. You know, you guys actually took each other to the limit. You know, I personally, you know, I wanted to see the 1-2-3. But a win is a win. And that was a good win for you. I mean, but there's been a lot of things happening in FWWC that I really want to talk about. But a win is a win, Mr. Oni. Congratulations. You know, clap it up for Mr. Oni, everybody. Clap it up for Mr. Oni.
Oh, and I do believe, Oni, don't you have a rematch against Luke Justice again this Friday night?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
If it was me in your situation, I'd be trying to get him to put that title up since I already beat him once. I don't know, but that's just me.
Well, and you know, I mean, if it were me, I'd want some stipulations on that match, you know, like make it a hardcore match or you know, a false count anywhere or anything goes or something of that nature. That's what I'd like.
I would say put it in a cage, like six sides of steel, hell in a cell, something like that. So then, you know, we won't have any excuses like falling, slapping you in the face.
Oh, well, you know, that's good, too. I like that thought, too. But, you know, I do know you have your match again, a rematch this Friday, or maybe it's not this Friday. I can't – I think I just got word that it's not this Friday that you have your rematch. I'm not sure when that's going to be, but I do know you are getting one. But it's really good to see that, you know, someone could finally take him down a little bit. And, you know, congratulations on that win there, Oni. Voorhees, before we let Oni go, was there anything you wanted to ask your Duck Dynasty, Devil's Dynasty brother?
And we're not doing that tonight. Let's be nice. Let's be nice to everyone.
I'm trying. It was a slip of the tongue, I promise.
But was it now? Because you know that the Devil's Dynasty deuces and dumbasses. They like cockroaches. As soon as you talk about one, the other one comes, and then the other one comes, and then the other one comes, and then you know we're gonna get El Diablo to show up. Because you done made these doofuses look like doofies. Yeah. I don't need my show hijacked tonight by him or Dumb Fuck Justice. So, let's just keep it nice.
Okay. I'll be nice. Before he, did you have anything you wanted to say? Okay, I guess not. Oni, was there anything else you wanted to say and leave the universe with before you before we have to say goodbye?
Well, yes, I do want to reach out again to Brother Voorhees. You know, just saying, need anything, let me know. And everyone, thanks for supporting, and I enjoy fighting and I see you guys in the ring.
Definitely, definitely. It will be a pleasure to see you in the ring. So thank you, Oni, for joining us. And, you know, as I mentioned before, this Friday I have a tiebreaker match with the Battle Cat. We are both going to war, and the winner of the match is going to walk away with that Spartan's Heart title. And, you know, just asking you, is there a theory, what is your theory on that match, you know? Which one of us do you think has the upper hand, or, you know, do you think it's kind of even on both sides? Which way would you roll with that one?
Are you in Battle Cat? So like, Battle Cat is like, he's like your NFL journeyman, you know. He's like the quarterback that's not good enough to start regularly, but like he can give you a split over the four games. Like he's a good utility guy. Like he ain't top tier, but he can get you there. You know, he's the second to last person on your five-man squad. So, can he beat you? Yeah. Can you beat him? Absolutely. I'm just here for the ride. You know, I'm here for the popcorn. You know, I really hope it's a straight-up match. You know, nobody interferes. Because that's what I like. I like to see people, you know, work out their issues. But that's not the only thing that is happening in the FWWC right now. Like, if I'm right, which I know I am, February 20th, the trade bells was ringing. I heard them. It was loud and it was clear. Hey, can I get that trade bell sound? I guess we're having some technical difficulties. I can't get my trade bell sound. Dang. There we go. So, trade between brands. This was monumental. This landscape trade right here, coming from the BOD. Inferno brand received. They traded Savior Saint to Infinite for Marcus Mayhem. So, in a sense, both brands benefit. How do they benefit, Theory? I never thought you asked. So you put the stages of funk together, and you put Top Tier, Top Flight, Marcus Mayhem back on the house that he helped build. As the GM over there, once upon a time, he helped build that house. So that's everybody wins. This will have major implications for the brand battle. Because Saviors of Funk reunited, and it feels so good. And you have Marcus Mayhem over there with Inferno reunited, and it feels so good.
You know, I will say this. You know, you said Inferno is the brand that Marcus Mayhem built. You know, last year when I GM'd the Inferno brand, Marcus was one of my key advisors, one of my key guys on that team. So you're right. That is the team that he built. And, you know, I got to say, you know, they've been struggling this year. And, you know, every time they start to get up where they should be, they fall back down. So it'll be interesting to see if Marcus Mayhem is key to bring them back to where they need to be and to see if they can possibly overtake the Infinite brand with the help of Marcus Mayhem. Or will the Infinite brand just run away with it, and is it a little too late for Inferno?
I don't think it's too late for Inferno. I believe that Inferno still has a chance to win this brand battle. And like you said, with the help of Mr. Mayhem himself, I do believe that Inferno is going to be one of the, you know, they're going to, it's like a comeback. You know, it's like one of those football games. You know, you get behind real deep, and then second half you come out and you explode. So I still think that Inferno has a chance of beating Infinite.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Anything can happen on any given day.
I agree. Here we are. We are in Universe Mania season. But, you know, it is after Universe Mania that interests me. Because you get a lot of returns here in Universe Mania. And I have to refer back to the pickup that we had, I believe, last week or the week before, where, you know, Lucky the Trash Dispenser went undrafted. And Trinity, she also went, you know, undrafted. So who knows what the card holds. Both brands have points to, you know, fill up their roster with returning superstars. There's always a return after Universe Mania.
Well, and let us also not forget, this was the second pick'em that, you know, Trinity did not get picked up. And as per the rule, Trinity is suspended from the FWWC, from action in the FWWC, for the next 90 days. After which time, she's welcome to come back. She's welcome to, you know, go back on the free agency and show us that she wants to be here and that she wants to perform. And I was filling in for Haas at that pick'em. And one of the things that we were asked by the Night Owl was why we chose not to pick up Trinity and or Lucky. And the reason we chose not to pick up Trinity is because she's been inactive. You know, Trinity hasn't done a whole lot in the last couple pick'ems. So she's, you know, she's not been here. She hasn't been done. When she was asked for matches, she had excuses why she couldn't. So right now, Miss Jessica is going to be suspended for the next 90 days. She can watch the page. She can perform as a fan, but she cannot do anything activity-wise here in the FWWC. So I just want to say to her, you know, hey, use this 90 days to get your head in the proper space, and when you come back, show them why you are woman and we should hear you roar, you know. And as for Lucky, well, you know, let's just say he gives his GMs a bunch of grief. He gives his GMs, you know, constantly talking about how he can take out Hardcore Haas. You know, that's not the way to get back on a brand, my friend. If you can't be humble and you can't listen to the critiques that the GMs give you, then you might find yourself next pick 'em on another 90-day suspension. So all I can say to him is you better pay attention and prove in the next 30 days that you want to be here.
That's what I think about Lucky.
Well, and I can't say that I blame you. I mean, me and Mr. Lucky have our little battles coming. And Lucky, I haven't forgotten you, my friend. I have a title match this Friday, but next Friday I might still be looking for that little match you and I set up week before last. Don't think that I've forgotten you, my man. I am still looking to take you out. And I'm not talking about dinner.
Here's the thing about Lucky. I'm going to give Lucky the Toilet Bowl some actual advice. Lucky, you are in a very unique situation as a free agent. That means that you can work both brands. Like, you can work matches for both brands. Like, if it was me in your situation, I'd just be picking them off left and right, taking a list of everybody I beat and be like, well, you know, which one of y'all want me? Because I done beat your top talent on both brands. So who want me now? Like, I would be rising my stock right now. Just straight up developing my character, you know, and actually getting over my own ego. I mean, even I, did the great theory as had to be humbled a couple times. And I'm fine with that. You know, I done set out of pay-per-views. I done served, what was it, a 90-day suspension? No, it was a 45-day suspension. So, like, I've done some things. And like I told him before when I first met him, yeah, you shouldn't have joined a faction with a side. That puts you back 10 steps. But anyway, I'm going to leave El Luchador KC alone. You know, we all make mistakes. Yeah. What about these Monday night matches?
Well, you know, I have a question. Now, on a Monday night match, one of the Monday night matches we had Mayhem versus Nightmare Jones. And Mayhem didn't show up. Now, I mean, you know, we were just talking about how Mayhem is going to go back over there and make Inferno the brand to be on. If you go over there and you have a title match, well, not really a title match, but you have a match against a title holder to put yourself in a place to challenge that title holder, and you don't show up. What the hell, man?
So maybe something happened. You know, we all know Marcus Mayhem isn't no showing for like no reason. Like, you know, that's a deeper thing. If there's anyone who loves the FWWC, you know, if we listen to top five or top ten, he would definitely be one of the top ten. You know, a model would probably be top five, top two. Or, you know, Susie would be in the top ten of people that actually superstars that love the FWWC and bleed the FWWC. So there's a reason behind this. We might find out in the coming weeks what was the reason behind it. But, you know, a no-show is a no-show. That kind of sucks because I really wanted to see that match.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I know that Mayhem, as you said, he is one of the top superstars here. And that's why, you know, it was so surprising to me because I expect better than that of Marcus. You know, if he's not going to show, then normally he would call ahead and tell his GM, hey, you know, I'm stuck in traffic. Hey, I'm in jail. Hey, whatever the excuse was. But he just didn't show. No show, no call, no nothing. Nobody knew. And I just expected more of him. So I was a little disappointed that match didn't happen, you know, because I know that hardcore title is something that Marcus himself really, you know, really does covet and would love to have himself again. I think he's had it once already, but I think he'd like to have it again. So it was just kind of surprising you know, that he didn't show up. But, you know, that is the way it is. And, of course, we've already talked about, you know, Oney winning against Luke Justice. And then the SOF on their return match, they came back and they took on Triple Six. Now, if you don't know who Triple Six is, that's Schizo from the Devil's Dynasty and number 11, Prophet 11. We've known
you
him.
Mean Tank,
Tank,
right? You mean
yeah.
Tank. Big Baby Tank.
Yep.
Okay.
We've known
cool.
known him as many things here. But they
Tank.
Actually beat the SOF. And that was, you know, I really thought the SOF was going to come back and you know, take over. You know, but Triple Six managed to shut them down, but not by much, but they did. And, you know, congratulations to Triple Six for winning it. But, you know, if there should be a rematch soon, I really think that SOF is going to come back and show you why they are the saviors of funk.
So I watched that match, right? I watched it. I took notes, as I often do. And there was just a lot of miscues. Like, just that's it. Like these guys have been out the ring for a minute. Ring rust is a thing. Like, I believe in ring rust. I had it. You know, I've been in a ring recently. But just chalk that up to ring rust. You know, that's the same thing with, you know, Bishop. You know Bishop has been around and been back a while, and you know he's knocking off the cobwebs. You know, he had a match with El Luchador Casey, and slightly, the victory came out of his hands slightly. You know, he couldn't steal the deal. That's just that ring rust. We all have it.
You know, I got to tell you, I've been in there with Bishop, and I was fortunate enough when I was the Spartan's Heart champion that I actually called out Bishop. Because I wanted competition, and I knew that if there was anybody on my brand that would bring the competition to me, it would be Bishop. And I just squeaked by. I just barely squeaked by, because I got to tell you, when Bishop is on his game, he is one hard man to beat. He'll take you to Square Up City in a heartbeat.
Yep, I agree. We were going after the IC title, which is a title that I've never held before, and he beat me fair and square, right in the middle of the ring. Bishop is a very powerful guy. Like his strength is definitely top tier. You know, I've been in the ring with a whole lot of superstars, but his strength, like it's something that can be overwhelming at times. Like, God, man, you can't move him. It was a long day for me. Very, very long day.
But, yeah, and when he used to be a member of the Prophets of Madness, one of the reasons that team was so hard to beat was the Bishop. You know, I mean, taking nothing away from Madman Joe, but Bishop was just, I mean, if you stepped in there with the Prophets of Madness, you knew you were stepping in with a team that you better be, you know, really ready for, and you better have done your homework on.
I see no lies, Susie. I see no lies. But I'm being told that we have El Luchador KC on hold. Can we get him up here? So we can talk about his victory.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good evening, good sir.
Hey, all righty.
So, El Luchador, tell us, you know, how did you overcome the Bishop? How did you do that?
Oh, man. Well, I tell you, it was a tough fight. Very tough, man. Bishop's no joke. You know, I managed to get the best out of him. He got the best out of me, but I wanted more in that match. And I got the victory, just like I did. At Elimination Chamber over the weekend, you know, we were in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Let's just say that I could be one hell of a fighter, but he'll deal dark. He was something else, too, over there. I never thought I'd make him submit to one of my submission moves, the Desperado hold, that weekend, too. And you know something else, man? I'll tell you. It's been a wild, crazy time for me ever since the Royal Rumble. You know what I'm saying? And lately, I have been on a hot winning streak as of late. You know what I'm saying? It's just been too much of a wild time, and I'm loving it, every minute of it.
So what's next
for you,
sir?
Hmm?
I need to know.
Go ahead, Derek.
I need
let
our
boy
use
that.
El Luchador, you say you're on a hot winning streak, which I've been watching and contemplating and also wondering. You're trying to work your way back. I see that you're trying to work your way back up to a title shot. This question. Are you trying to send a sign out to a certain individual that you want that title shot again?
Well, you never know, man. Anything can happen between now and Universe Mania. Maybe my cards will be right, and we'll have that title shot that title match once again. I'll tell you what, Voorhees, you may be the champ right now, but like certain title reigns of the past, it must come to an end. So I want you to think about that, champ, especially when you have that Warrior's Heart title by your side every week, because I'm coming for that belt one way or another. My impossible dream is going to come true here in the FWWC one way or another. Now, I've been informed by my general manager, Jake Wyatt, tomorrow night's show, Friday Night SmackDown Challenge, taking place in Hershey, Pennsylvania. I have a match with Robert the Assassin, another superstar that I've had quite a rivalry with. And I don't know if I've been informed or not, but I've heard someone wants to be a special enforcer of that match. So what do you say, Voorhees? You want to get dirty or what?
If that's what you want to do, I accept anything that is thrown. I will be the special guest enforcer in that match between you and Robert.
Now,
real quick,
let me remind you, though, you know, you've been saying that you're on a hot winning streak and, you know, all this. You do understand that Monday night, Robert beat Big Papa Malice. Now, Big Papa Malice is another veteran here in the FWWC, and he is somebody that is another person that a lot of people sleep on because they think, he's older, he, you know, needs to go to bed and whatever. But Big Papa Malice is no one to really sneeze at either, and Robert took the win from him. So let me ask you this. You're going to take Robert on Friday, and Robert's on a little bit of a winning streak himself. So would you call that match maybe a battle of the winning streaks?
Yeah, you might be right there. But we'll see who wants to walk away victorious tomorrow night. That's definitely this little draw right here, no matter what. Now, don't get me wrong. Robert the Assassin, he's great. No matter what attitude he's on, whether he hates the FWC, he hates himself, he hates the La Familia Worldwide. I don't know what's going on with this guy right now, but you know what? All that hatred he could put on me in that ring tomorrow night. So Robert, if you're out there on your way to Hershey, Pennsylvania for Friday Night SmackDown Challenge, strap on your wrestling boots. Let's go to war. All right.
You know what I hate?
Have a good night, everybody.
Would you like to know what I hate? I hate the
go
fact
ahead,
that...
Go ahead, Terry. What do you hate?
I really hate the fact that El Luchador KC thinks that he's top-tier championship material. I hate that. Did we fall this far that somebody like a Robert seems like the like end all be all for a guy like El Luchador KC. Did we fall this far that people like Luke Justice is the face of the FWWC because he's double champion on a hot streak? When did we fall this far? What is going on? Like,
maybe we've gotten into a parallel universe or something.
Something, in the multiverse, something. You know, you got the Devil's Dynasties and Doofuses, you know, who are trying to figure out who they are still. You got La Familia, who
be
is
nice,
the pinnacle of everything.
Nice.
You're right. Be nice. I'm sorry. I apologize, Voorhees. I'm sorry. But
well, you know,
got...
the only thing I can say right now is for Luchador, you know, and I'm going to try to be nice here, but I don't know how else to say this. You know, Robert is a former tag team partner of mine. He's a La Familia brother of mine. And he seems to have gone off in a little different way lately. And, you know, he went from the bandana around his face to this Humpty Dumpty mask, you know, and I think maybe the Humpty Dumpty mask is good because he's fallen off a wall and cracked his egg. So, you know, I really hope that whatever he's going through, Robert brings it back around and comes back to the Robert he used, because to me, that was a better Robert than what he's currently at.
Good luck with that, because these are very crazy times. Like, you know, you got guys out here marrying themselves. You know, I thought we left them in the 90s with Dennis Rodman. But Luke Justice had a whole wedding, and I heard he was in a suit and a dress at the same time.
Wow. A suit and a dress. Let's
oh, my goodness. You know, let's move on, though, for a minute. You know, while we're still looking at what happened Monday night, there's two matches that we have not yet covered for Monday night. And I want to bring them both up because there is one person that was in both matches. And that one person would be myself. And unfortunately,
Susie, hold on. I heard that he had on the suit pants and the dress top.
I'm going to be nice because, you know, I don't want to come across as that woman Storm, but let me just say.
No.
It's a nightmare.
Quick, you got to let that breathe. We got to let this nightmare breathe real quick, okay? Luke Justice, hairy-faced Luke Justice, had on the little nightingale thing on his head, you know, the little veil, and some dang on Walmart slacks and some cowboy boots, talking about I'm marrying myself. Talking about
That ring, he's E-wed.
Yeah. Look, I got the pictures. I seen them. They were just sent to me in an email from an anonymous source, Devil's Dynasty. These are damning pictures. Sir, you got to explain yourself, because it at least Dennis Rodman had on a whole dress and blonde hair. My man did it all. He said, I'm the bride, the groom, and the groomsman girl. Like, what's going on?
That was the most full beard I'd ever seen.
I'm still pissed off. I would
better
be pissed off
than
if I had that day. Right. Because I'd be pissed off, too, if I had that damn get up on. Shit. Pick a side, sir.
Oh, my God. And the beard. The beard on the bride. Oh, my God.
Listen. This is not 13th Ghost. We don't need to see the bearded lady. Damn it, Luke. Or is it Lucia? Lukey? Luke Dookie? What's going on, Lucy? Your new name is Lucia Justice, because we want to, you know, see your justice, Lucia. We got it. You know, we're gonna change his we're going to change his theme song to It's Raining Man. That's his new theme song, everybody.
Oh.
This just in.
Oh, God.
Somebody on the soundboard has the song It's Raining Man. We need to let that rock for we need to let that rock for the face of the franchise right now, because it is Raining Man in that dressy hat on.
Oh, my God. I'm trying not to snort over here. Okay, guys. Oh, man. Oh.
All right, so.
I forgot where we were.
I guess he better plan his own honeymoon then.
Oh, I don't even want to think about that.
Hey, listen, sir. His guard shack is not a honeymoon spot.
Oh, my God. I just want to know, when he goes out on patrol, does he wear both uniforms? Oh, that's just wrong, y'all. That's so
wrong. Oh,
all right. Let me talk real quick about these last two matches. You know, one of them actually is very important to La Familia. The first one I want to talk about, though, is me and my partner, my Twisted Metal partner. The Twisted Sister and the Twisted Metal Head, you know, we stepped in the ring against Spook Show. And unfortunately, we had to take the L. But, you know, it was a good match, and you know, we kept up. We didn't lose by much. But, you know, unfortunately, I'm the one that got pinned, and the match ended with a loss. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We got to check and see.
Look, you decided you wanted to do the thing that you shouldn't have done, is marry yourself. So that is just for you.
Exactly. Brought the heat on yourself, my man. But real quick, let me talk about this last match. You know, there is a thing called the Tournament of Death. And Diablo is going through this Tournament of Death. And after Monday night, he is 2-for-2. That means he's got 2 wins versus 2 losses in the Tower of Death. And, Tournament of Death. His first win was against, I can't even think of the name now. You guys got me so messed up over here, just to say. I can't even think straight.
His first
but
win was
in the Tournament of Death. In the Tournament of Death, Diablo has evened himself out. He's got 2-for-2, and his next opponent in the Tournament of Death is Luke Justice.
You mean Lucina Justice?
What's that, my Lucia?
Yeah, that's who I meant. Yeah, Lucia. So, you know, Luke, if you're out there, Lucia, if you're out there listening, you know, a lot of familiars counting on you to this a 2-3 match. So, you got to be on the ball, sir. You've got some stuff to do. And then the next thing that he has to worry about after that, it's going to be whoever happens to win between me and the Battle Cat tomorrow night. Should it be me, I have already said I'm cashing in. And at Universe Mania, me and Luke Justice will go at it. If it's the Battle Cat, Battle Cat hadn't said yet whether or not he's going to cash in. But Battle Cat, I really hope that you do. And, you know, if you happen to cash in on that, don't be afraid to call Sister Haas to come out and stand ringside in your corner.
Yeah, go ahead and beat Miss Justice over there. She don't deserve that belt anymore. And this is your former tag team partner talking to you, okay?
Did you just call me Miss Justice, or did you call Luke that?
I'm calling Luke that.
All right, I was going to say, because you're talking about me.
Stop it.
We got to have a talk.
It's Lucia Justice. Stop it, okay? It has been coined
Lucille
already.
Okay.
Lucia
Miss
Justice.
Lucille Justice.
Listen, and the dango t-shirts will be printed tomorrow. Lucia Justice, okay? And this is how you spell Lucia Justice. L-O-O-S-E-E-Y-A, Lucia Just Us. J-U-S-T-U-S, Lucia Justice. He the man and the woman in the equation.
Oh my God. So Theory, let's just, the way I understand things at this point though is that when Mr. or Mrs. or Lucia has finished with Diablo and gotten through on Universe Mania, I believe the next pay-per-view you said is the pay-per-view that you want the Justice League in your match, correct?
Yeah. Oh my God. Lucia, check it out. So This is the type of man I am, sir. Her, she. However, whatever, Lucia, I am willing to sit out of Universe Mania. Let me tell you why. Not because I want to, it's because I have to. Because I am not a full-time competitor, and I haven't been for a little while now. And out of respect for the FWWC and who does it every single week. Live, eat, shit, breathe, FWWC, I'm not a glory hound. I'll wait. I will sign my contract after Universe Mania. There are stipulations to my contract that I agree with. So I'll sign after Universe Mania. And you can see me after Universe Mania. And this doesn't have to be for a title, because I don't want your fucking title. The reason why I don't want your title is because you got your girl boy stink on it. Now I'll let somebody else hold that bitch before I take it from them. Shit.
Don't worry, he won't be champion by after Universe Mania. Not if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, well, he won't be champion at all. And then after that, he'll be looking to find his true self.
But that's a good one. Find his true self.
Oh, my goodness.
He wondering if he got the split or, hey, I'm going to just keep it PG on this one here.
Okay, well, let me check one more thing before we wrap things up, and then I think we have another caller on the line. Let me double check that, though, and oh, Lordy B, y'all got my head spinning over here.
Let me guess, our last caller is going to be Lucy. Lucia, Just Us.
Oh, no. I don't think Lucia's on the phone.
She coming on?
I don't think so. I think this other caller, I'm not sure if we still got this other caller on the phone. I'm double checking. And if we do, I'm a little reluctant to bring him in, but you know how that goes.
Remix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Shots and we still won't come down. We some wolves, we some rats. Yeah, they call us down. By all means, we some kings, and our table is round.
Okay, ratings just went down. Welcome to the show. Where did we lose? Where did we lose the show?
Sing it, Derry.
Okay.
Sing it. Sing it, Derry.
Hey,
I know you know.
Hey, hey, hey. You know, there's a lot of crazy shit that has happened on this show today. We found out that Lucia Justice is both the man and the bitch. So,
and you know what? I couldn't agree more, Terry. I couldn't agree more. And one of the reasons why I couldn't agree more is because the time that you do fight, what is it, Lucia Justice, it will be after Mania. Why, you may ask? Because he's next in line when it comes to this little tournament of death. The one that Susie and her brother got beaten just the other day. I don't think she told you about that, did she? Anyways, like I'm
I
saying.
I believe I did.
Justice,
you were listening instead
Luke
of running
Justice,
your mouth.
We've had a little, Luke Justice, you and I have had a little bit of conversations in the back. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but since he's next in line, I thought we any of the stakes, since everybody's been talking about Luke Justice all night and everybody's been talking
no,
about title
not
shot,
Luke
this
Justice,
title
Diablo.
Shot, that Lucia
not Luke
Justice.
It's Lucia Justice. LOOSEEYAA. Now, if you put
like
it together, Lucia Just Us. So it's, you just see him too, because he's the man and the bitch, remember? You see, just us, those two, them two. That's it.
Sounds
hey,
like
day.
An ugly broad.
Hey.
Sounds like an ugly broad. But like I was saying, Justice, since you're so popular and everybody wants to fight you with the fisty cuffs, I thought, hey, you know, we have a little bit of history together, don't we? If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even have that world title. And last I know, I never got a rematch for it. And last I thought there was a rematch clause, but hey, we all know where we reside today, and they don't really have those anymore. So I thought, why not spice things up a bit, Mr. Lucia, Mr. Mrs., one of the two, both of them, actually. Anyways, Luke, here's my proposal to you. If I happen to beat you, since you want such a glorious opponent at Universal Mania, why not let me be that guy? Think about it. We can run it back.
What is it with everybody trying to jump the line? You know,
well, the thing
first of all, bitch,
sis,
you are not on our team, so you can't get that shot right now.
Everybody in this room right now all agrees that Battle Cat's going to beat you anyway. So you're not even an obstacle in this course that we're running here. You see, the thing is, I'm not jumping the line. It's just I know Lucia Justice is going to have no other choice but to accept. Because if he doesn't, I mean, he's, you know, going to have to keep that name Lucia after all. Now, I'm sorry I'm going to bump you in the line, sis. But hey,
wait,
I did pin you and your brother at the same time. So who really deserves the title shot here? Come on.
Mr. Diablo. Hey, can you hear me, sir? Right here. Over here. Can you hear me? while we're here.
Indeed.
This is, I'm not the man behind, you know, the plan or nothing like this, but it seems to me that a lot of people want to be on Lucia. I do not condone domestic violence at all, but Lucia is both man and bitch at the same time. So this is what I would do, right? We got a couple weeks till, you know, Universe Mania. You know, have a series of matches. And instead of it being a one-on-one, make it a six-way elimination.
Six-way
elimination. I can write this whole script for y'all.
Sounds quite interesting and quite I'm very quite intrigued. But you know what would make it even better, Theory, is if it actually, let me ask you first, who do you think should be in this series of matches?
See, everybody has top tier talent, right? So let's see. You get 12 superstars. 6 from Infinite, 6 from Inferno. There's your 12 superstars. Wherever y'all go, however y'all do it. Like, I might be wrong in, you know, proposing this. But hey, I'm just a guy on the outside, you know, enjoying my mini vacation as I train to come back.
You know, as interesting and as great as it sounds, I don't think it works that way. You see, some people in their glorious brands mean so much to them. So that's why, you know, I have to cross the line here. That's where I got to, you know, draw the line here. Because although I am an Inferno superstar, I got to shake things up a bit. That's what I do around here. Stir the pot. And Mr. Lucia, when it comes to who's next in line, it doesn't matter because I'm right here at the door. But when it comes to the show, I want to ask, you know, you guys a few questions. Let me be the interviewer here for a second, right? Right? So let's start with you, Ms. Haas, since you're all fiery and heated up. What's it going to be like once you lose to Battle Cat and lose all hopes, all chances, all fingers off of that world title that Lucia Justice holds?
I don't know what it's going to be like because I ain't going to lose. I am confident in myself. I'm confident in what I can do. And I don't need to hear you tell me anything but respectfully, Ms. Haas, good luck. That's all you need to say. And if you don't want to say it, that's fine. Because the bottom line is, no matter what you say or do, you will not shake my confidence. I will win that Spartan part for the second time. And then I will cash it in. And I will go on to win Luke or Lucia's title. So it's not going to matter anyway because he's not going to be champ. I'm going to have that title. And when I have that title, if you want a shot at it, I got no problem taking your ass out too.
It's all right. I'll pass on that because I already beat you and your brother at the same time. But moving on to
one
real
win is
champions
not,
around here.
One win doesn't matter.
To real champions around here. I want to speak to the Warriors Heart Champion. Yeah, you right there. There you are, big guy. What's it like? I got to ask, what's it like? I mean, I've never held the Warriors Heart Championship. I've held the world title about 3 times, Lucia. 3 times. But what's it like to be the man with the plan and the goal that everybody wants to hold?
Well, I will say this. It took me 4 years to get it. And it actually feels good to hold on to that title. And I plan on holding on to that title for a very, very long time.
And good for you. And you deserve it.
Oh,
good for you. You deserve it. You will. And you will hold it for a long time, my friend. You will hold it for a long time. I just hope, hey, there's every day you lose, my friend. Just make sure you don't run out of the locker room, stampede off to your car so you can cry away from everybody. You know what I mean? So just make sure you keep that thing nice and tight around your waist, bud. Now let's move on to the special guest here. I like to ask the special guest a question. Special guest. my question for you is, I mean, you've seen all the returning losers. You see all the original losers around the town. Who, if there were anybody worthy enough, who would you give a match to? I just got to know.
So the match that I want, I'll never get. That's fine. And I won't mention that match, but the match that I wanted, I'll never get. And also my dream match that I wanted, I won't get that one either. So it's open. It's really open. But
let's make it a little more interesting, shall we? There's three people in the room. Let me see. I'll put my let me think a few. Sister Hawes, Mr. Voorhees, and the Lord himself, El Diablo. If you could choose between the three, who do you think could go the rounds with you?
Ha! The rounds. Oh, also, are we talking about a full-on come to Jesus? I don't know. I'm going to be nice because I make people quit. Like, full-on focus, no bullshit. I've made people quit, cry, and, you know, go to the board of directors about me and the things that I've said about them. Hell, I might get an email tonight about Lucia Justice.
Hey, I can relate. I can relate.
I'm not, you know, this is like the, I want to call it the PG era of the FWWC. I didn't come from this place. I came from a place where, you know, you fight and you deal with a lot of things. So I feel like we would all have great programs, though. Like high caliber programs, because, you know, you, as we know, that Voorhees does not quit. No, it took him a while to get his footing, but he knows how to sell a fight. You know, Susie is one of the hardest working superstars in like FWWC history, and then we have yourself, sir. Like that would just be an all day thing. Like people would buy tickets just to see this on a regular basis. Oh, this is the thing.
Well,
that's
thank
going
you.
On.
It's wonderful.
Oh, we're there for
wonderful. See, I wish I could be a special guest because that was wonderful. That was great stuff. That was great stuff. But anyways, back to the matter of fact, you know, I don't want to stick around too long and, you know, hog everything and, you know, what da-da-da, this and that. I'm just here to address the matter of this idiotic tournament of death that I'm going to win, obviously. I mean, here, let me help you out, sis, since you couldn't even think of your so-called brother's name, Baron Corbin, or what's his name, Corbin Dallas? I can't remember. One of those deals. Corbin, that guy.
No, I think
that's
the first one you won against was Rashard Priest. Corbin Slater beat you.
That's a good one. Now, seeing everybody here doesn't know that guy's name, I bet we could all agree on this. We could all agree on this.
Who? Rashard Priest? I know Rashard Priest. By far.
Well, let's just say nobody knows him anymore. To yours truly. Speaking of making people quit, there's one I made quit. But, like I was saying, Luke the Federale or whatever your name is.
No,
Justin.
It's Lucia.
Just no. Lucia.
T-shirts are being printed. It's Lucia.
Just I. Lucia, just I. The point is,
just I.
It doesn't matter who's in line, whether it's Battle Cat, whether it's Susie, whether it's Luke Buttkiss, or even one of my own truly, like Aku Oni. It doesn't matter. I'm jumping the gun, and we're going to do this. A rematch for my title. Why? Let me put it this way. Because I'm still pissed off. Have a good night, guys.
I thought he was going to say
I'm going to wake up from your dream when you're done there.
That's what I thought he was going to say. I'm the Miz and I'm awesome. That's why. He wants his rematch. Whatever. I don't give a damn. I'm just here to laugh at folks.
Long enough to get it?
You should ask Lucia that. I think that's a conversation that they have every day within themselves. Are you going to hang around long enough to get it?
Anyway, tonight has been definitely interesting in so many ways. So, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC, I'm going to ask Siri to run down that sponsor list for us one more time so we can thank the WrestleTalk podcast and its sponsors. Siri, what was that list again?
So the list of the WrestleTalk podcast sponsors, you have Esports Barker, you have Royal Mills Transportation, Rathbone Engraving that does our WrestleTalk podcast mugs, Pete the Barber. If you need a haircut, look no further than Pete. King K at Overland Park. Everything Combat with Pat Miletich and Jeffrey Wilson. You have iSports Media, which is out of STL, and they cover most of the Midwest region, all the way from Illinois to Arkansas, some parts of Kansas and Iowa. So tune in to I-70 Sports Media. And you have MeCS and KC Rentals.
There you go, folks. So, Siri, you know, it was a pleasure having you with us again. You know, maybe you can come back again and work with us. It would always be a pleasure to have you. Voorhees, it was great that you showed up. And go ahead.
I just said anytime. Anytime. I love you guys. I love the FWWC. So I'll come around.
And we love you too, Siri. We really do. So it's always a pleasure to have you. And Voorhees, it was great seeing you again this week. And, you know, the hardships you're having this week, remember that your FWWC family is behind you and you're in heart and prayers. We want to thank you. And, you know, as Siri said at the top of the show, ladies and gentlemen, please pray. Our world is falling apart. And if you are religious in any way, if you read your Bible, you know, you'll know. Things are happening, folks. And it's time we all got to our knees and prayed and asked the good Lord to protect us. And that includes all of us here in the FWWC, because everybody, regardless of who you are, your family here in the FWWC, and we want to keep our families safe and happy. So thank you for listening, and we hope that everyone has a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.
Hold on. Before we end this, I got to do this one more time. Can we get that song to play for Lucia Justice one more time?
Hold on, man. I got you.